Radio Atlantic.
Mostly cloudy skies and 71 degrees here at the KJN studios. We look today for skies to be partly cloudy here as the day progresses, with a little bit of a hot and muggy afternoon, a high of 88 degrees with southwest winds at 10 to 15. Tonight, increasing clouds, scattered showers and thunderstorms again possible late, and a low of around 70. Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in news here on KJN. News brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call them at 641-745-5253. A reminder that there is still the right lane blocked on I-80 westbound due to a semi crash here this morning. That location of that is between Adair and Casey, exit 83 and exit 76. Once again, that right lane of traffic still blocked there after the road was fully blocked in the westbound direction earlier here this morning as cleanup there continues. In other news, a man with a long traffic violation history was arrested on multiple charges in Red Oak early this morning. At 12:11 a.m., officers conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle driven by 46-year-old Stephen James McDonald of Stanton for a minor traffic violation at Highway 34 and 8th Street in Red Oak. Upon further investigation, it was determined that Mr. McDonald's license had been suspended 26 times. He was also found to be in possession of methamphetamine, drug paraphernalia, and prescription drugs. McDonald was then charged with possession of methamphetamine, third offense, possession of drug paraphernalia, unlawful possession of prescription drugs, and driving while suspended. He was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $5,000 bond. KJAN News Time is 8:02.
Have you ever been sitting in your house and you think, what in the world is that noise? And after some investigating, you realize it's your furnace making a ker-clunk noise? Oh, man. What do you do? Well, we called Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Bob came and looked at everything and gave us our options and prices. He was very straightforward and honest with us. We set up a time for him to come back and install our new furnace, central air, and water heater. We were gone when the installation took place. It was wonderful to come home to everything new, working, and everything all cleaned up. We could hardly even tell they were there. Thank you, Bob.
Hi, this is Bob Jacobson here, owner of Jacobson Plumbing and Heating. And if you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll get all these qualities and more. How can I be sure? Because I'm the owner, and I'm the one who'll do the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake. Two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. I take care of all your commercial and residential plumbing and heating needs. Give me a call. Don't put it off. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle.
In other news, storms that rumbled over much of central Iowa have knocked down trees, cut power, and flooded streets. A tornado was reported early this morning near Melcher, Dallas, southeast of Des Moines. It's unclear whether any injuries have occurred. The National Weather Service says more than 4.5 inches of rain fell on Eagle Grove, and a 60-mile-an-hour wind gust was reported near Adair this morning. MidAmerican Energy reports more than 17,000 customers have lost power in the Des Moines metro area. Street flooding and down power lines and trees have been reported in several communities. A Red Oak man was arrested on a burglary charge Monday night. At 7:20 p.m., officers arrested 49-year-old Clinton Joe Hans England at 306 2nd Avenue in Red Oak for one count of burglary. He was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $2,000 bond. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest Monday night of 53-year-old Russell Lee Peterson of Elston. Peterson was arrested at 8:41 p.m. at 201 North 2nd Street in Red Oak for threat of terrorism and aggravated assault. Peterson was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $5,000 bond. The Adair County Sheriff's Office reports three arrests on Saturday night. 32-year-old Dustin Carl Donaldson of Council Bluffs was arrested by Adair Police on Pottawatomie County warrants for burglary in the second degree, domestic abuse assault resulting in injury first offense, and two accounts of criminal mischief in the fourth degree. He was also charged with OWI second offense after an Adair police officer stopped Donaldson's pickup truck suspected of being involved in a hit and run on I-80. Following standardized field sobriety tests, Donaldson blew a .179 on the preliminary breath test. He was arrested on the OWI charge and cited for open container, driver, and driving while suspended. His bond was set at $2,000 on the Adair County charges. Donaldson was being held without bond on the Pottawatomie County warrants. Saturday morning, 28-year-old Bobby Joe Lee Mumford of Adair was arrested on I-80 at mile marker 80 by an Iowa State Patrol trooper. He was charged with driving while barred after being pulled over for driving too close and having an expired paper registration tag in the rear window of his vehicle. Mumford was being held in the Adair County Jail on a $2,000 cash or surety bond. And on August 12th, around 7:25 p.m., 18-year-old Riley Aaron Evenson of Adair was arrested by Adair police for possession of a controlled substance marijuana first offense. His arrest followed a traffic stop for reckless driving. Evenson was later released on a $1,000 cash or surety bond. The Atlantic Park and Recreation Board met on Monday evening in the council chambers at City Hall and voted during the meeting to remove the interim tag for Park and Rec Director Brian Rasmussen. After a brief closed session prior to their regular meeting, the board voted unanimously to hire Rasmussen as the full-time director, effective immediately. Rasmussen has had the interim director title since March following the resignation of Seth Stassom, who left to take a job in Marion. Rasmussen was promoted from foreman to the director role at that time. The Personnel and Finance Committee will now work on a salary agreement for Rasmussen in the full-time role. And a meeting between the City of Atlantic's Planning and Zoning Commission and the construction manager for Scooter's Coffee will not take place as planned this evening. City Administrator Zoning Commissioner John Lund said Monday that Dan Forslund, the project manager for Scooter's Coffee, has informed Lund that the Scooter's team is still working on traffic circulation modeling and addressing issues of ingress-egress with the neighbors. The matter of traffic flow was one of the reasons the commission tabled action on approving the site plan during their meeting on August 13th. They requested that the commission continue to review the site plans on Tuesday, August 27th, and not here today. And accordingly, Lund says that the commission will now meet next week. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office on Monday said there were four arrests over the past 4 days. At around 12:30 p.m. Sunday, 35-year-old Joshua James Black of Omaha was arrested after a TV was damaged in the Pott County Jail. He was charged with criminal mischief in the fifth degree and returned to his cell, where he was being held on two counts of child abuse in the second degree and criminal mischief in the fifth degree. Bond was set at $1,000 on the latest charge. A little after 11 p.m. Sunday, sheriff's deputies in Pott County arrested 33-year-old Cody William Finney. Finney was taken into custody at the Stone Quarry in Macedonia following an investigation into an assault. He faces charges that include assault with intent to inflict serious injury, domestic abuse, assault by strangulation with bodily injury, and driving while license suspended. His alleged victims were a 17-year-old male and a 34-year-old female. At around 12:10 a.m. Saturday, 44-year-old Angela K. Pengraff was arrested for OWI first offense following a traffic stop for speeding on Highway 59. And Friday evening, 39-year-old Kim Marie Booth of Council Bluffs was arrested at her residence on a U.S. Marshals Service warrant for being a fugitive from justice. And State Representative Cindy Axne will hold a town hall meeting on Wednesday in Council Bluffs. The event is scheduled to take place at Iowa Western Community College Loof Hall from 6 to 7:15 p.m. That town hall provides an opportunity for constituents to meet the Congresswoman, ask questions regarding her work in Washington, and discuss concerns facing local communities. And Atlantic Rising is teaming up with Detter Motor Company for a school supply drive. Items can be dropped off through Wednesday at either Detter Motors or the Chamber office. Items collected will be distributed to area schools on Thursday in time for back-to-school night. Last year, the drive was able to provide supplies to four area schools, and it's hoped that number will grow to all the elementary schools in the area this year. We'll take a look at funeral announcements next. News Time 8:08.
We all feel a lot more comfortable when our heating and cooling systems work, whether we're at home or at work. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson here, owner of Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. When you need work done, you expect it done right and in a professional, timely manner. If you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you get all these qualities and more. How can I be sure? Because I'm the owner and I'm the one who'll do the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake. Two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work and I'll do it right. I can take all of your commercial and residential plumbing and heating needs. Give me a call. Don't put it off. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle.
In your funeral announcements, Kenny Waters, age 78, of Messina, died Wednesday at his home in Messina. A massive Christian burial for Kenny Waters will be held today at 10 a.m. at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home Messina has arrangements. Vonda Cook, age 90, of Neola, died Saturday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Vonda Cook will be held on Tuesday, here today at 10:30 a.m. at the United Church of Christ in Minden. Polly Jones Funeral Home of Oka has arrangements. Dorothy Peters, age 94, of Red Oak and formerly of Griswold, died on August 13th at the Red Oak Rehab and Care Center in Red Oak. Funeral services for Dorothy Peters will be held today at 2 p.m. at the Reekin Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. William Bill Christians, age 76, of Carson, died Thursday at the Acura Healthcare of Stanton. Celebration of life for Bill Christians will be held Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. at Lus Hills Funeral Home in Carson. Dorothy Joan Alf, age 86, of Sun City West, Arizona, died August 10th. Funeral services for Dorothy Joan Alf will be held Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home Avoca has arrangements. Ann Paxton, age 80, of Creston, died Sunday at Creston Specialty Care. Celebration of life service for Ann Paxton will be held Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Powers Funeral Home in Creston. Norman Gene Wigg, age 74, of Kirkman, died Thursday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital, Council Bluffs. A memorial service for Gene Wigg will be held Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. John Spearing, age 52, of Carson, died Thursday in North Platte, Nebraska. Celebration of life for John Spearing will be held Wednesday at 2 p.m. at the Les Hills Funeral Home in Carson. Lois Lillian Van Cleve, age 80, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Mass of Christian burial for Lois Lillian Van Cleve will be held on Thursday at 10 a.m. at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home Guthrie Center has arrangements. Stephen Eugene Hutchins, age 58, of Stewart, died Sunday at Unity Point Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Stephen Eugene Hutchins will be held on Thursday at 10 a.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home, Stewart Chapel. Inez Clint Drager, age 82, of Atlantic, died Sunday at home. Memorial services for Inez Clint Drager will be held on Friday at 10:30 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Barbara Muherder, age 85, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Allen Place in Atlantic. Funeral services for Barbara Muherder will be held at 11 a.m. on Friday at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Alan L. Jensen, age 83, a resident of the Manila Manor, died Monday at Manila Manor. Funeral services for Alan L. Jensen will be held Monday at 11 a.m. at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Mary Ann Osman, age 87, of Clorinda, died Saturday at the Westridge Quality Care and Rehabilitation. A Mass of Christian burial for Mary Ann Osman will be held on Monday at 11 a.m. at the St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Linda Osborne, age 59, of Wyota, died Saturday at her home in Wyota. A private family service will be held for Linda Osborne. Roland Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Alex Leal, age 53, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Arrangements for Alex Leal are pending. Cockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. And Ruth A. Brown, age 92, of Des Moines and formerly of Redfield, died on Saturday at the Eden Crest at Riverwoods in Des Moines. Services for Ruth Brown are currently pending in Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. That's a look at your news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. Brought to you here this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating at Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.